Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so will it be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy love. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I?
Crazy He Calls Me from Anita O'Day with the orchestra of Johnny Mandel. And that was a song written by Bob Russell and Carl Sigman. And Anita recorded it in 1961, one of the many recordings she made for the Verve and Clef labels. And she starts off this morning's show. We have some wonderful singers for you this morning, some very fine musicians, both in the big band format and also in the small group arrangements. Our songs and recordings are mostly taken from the 1950s and into the 1960s, so we're a little later on in our period this morning. But we do have two or three from the late 1940s. And we'll hear one just coming up from 1950. One of the nicest voices around, and we feature him a lot on the show, and it's Mel Torme. Well, he started out in the 1940s with a group called the Meltones, went on into having a long and wonderful solo career, particularly noted for his very fine voice and his wonderful interpretive skills. Well, we're going to hear him with a number written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, one of the great songwriting teams. The number, it's a very famous standard, and it's called Skylark. And then we'll go back 3 years to 1947 to the Harry James Orchestra. Harry started out in the big band of Benny Goodman, went on to have his own orchestra, and he really hit the mainstream and became very, very popular in the early 1940s. He had a number of wonderful vocalists with his orchestra. It was really around this time that the vocalists started to emerge from being one of the band to out in front, and Harry complemented this with some very fine arrangements for his band and particularly for his singers. Well, we'll hear him a little later into the 1940s, and his singer is Marion Morgan, who had a simply delightful voice. And, of course, you have the flamboyant style of Harry James as well. They're going to bring us a number written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn called Every Day, I Love You Just a Little Bit More. And we'll stay in 1947 for our third song in the set, another wonderful voice, and that is the one belonging to Nat King Cole, one of the great pianists too, and the guy who pioneered, it is said, the jazz piano trio. And that's what we'll hear this morning, with a number, a very famous number, written by Sammy Kahn, Irving Cahal, and Peter Norman. Nat King Cole will bring us When I Take My Sugar to Tea. And we'll start with Mel Torme and Skylark.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journey over the meadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, strange as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenade in the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Skylark.
Of me, 'cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a high-hat baby, that's she. So I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. For I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar. When I take my sugar to tea.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to some very fine singers and musicians from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. And we just heard from Nat King Cole and his trio. Had a wonderful career, and rightly so, with that gorgeous voice and very, very fine piano style. He brought us from 1947 the song When I Take My Sugar to Tea. Just before that, from the same year, we heard Marion Morgan and Harry James with his orchestra and the Julie Stein Sammy Kahn number, Every Day I Love You Just a Little Bit More. And we started out with the lovely voice of Mel Torme and his 1950 recording of Skylark. Lovely number written by Hoagy Carmichael with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Well, our next performer is one of the most well-known and famous and respected in the music community of the 20th century, and I have to say that's Miles Davis, a wonderful trumpeter. Had a career that spanned decades, and we're going to hear him from the earlier days for him, later for us. It's 1953, and he is joining us with the number When Lights Are Low, written by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams. This is found on the Miles Davis album My Best Songs, and it is a beautiful rendition of this lovely tune. Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet. He's accompanied by John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And following Miles Davis, we'll go to 1962, to Doris Day. As I featured in programs a little while back, she recorded an album in 1962 with pianist and conductor André Previn. And it was called Duet, and that's what it is. And it's a beautiful example of her fine voice and his superb piano playing. They're going to bring us this morning a number written by Guy Wood and Robert Mellon called My One and Only Love. And then we'll go back to 1955, to the orchestra led by Woody Herman, who at this point is making lots of recordings for the Capitol label. Woody, of course, started out with the Isham Jones Orchestra, as I've mentioned before several times. He took over the band when Isham retired, and he led it on to greater glory through various incarnations. And it was a very well-respected band, and we will hear Woody himself on this one, not doing a vocal as he occasionally does, but playing a marvelous alto sax on this one, which is a Rodgers and Hart number called Where or When. Three more tunes, and we will hear first from Miles Davis and friends, When Lights Are Low.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their misty charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender.
Thank you.
We just heard from Woody Herman, one of the many recordings he made for the Capitol label. This one in 1955, Where or When, from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Before that, we heard Doris Day and André Previn from their duet album recorded in 1962, My One and Only Love. And we started out with Miles Davis, one of the songs from his album My Best Songs, When Lights Are Low, written by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams. And Miles recorded that in 1953. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some wonderful songs from days gone by. Well, we're going to go back to 1947 to a very, very famous orchestra that started out in the 1920s, Duke Ellington, one of the groundbreaking organizations, and they had a very long career as an institution, the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and they had some fabulous talent. And the talent stayed with the band pretty well through its career. Some came and went, but a lot of them stayed. One of the ones that stayed was Johnny Hodges, and we'll hear him on the next track, and we'll also hear him a little later on in the show. But right now, we're going to hear him with the full orchestra from 1947, and a number written by Duke Ellington himself called Take Love Easy. And it's featuring one of the vocalists with the band, Dolores Parker. And I have to say, I don't know very much about Dolores Parker, but she does have a delightful voice. And then we'll hear from Roy Eldridge from 1954, one of the many recordings he made for the Verve label. Many of those were with a very familiar name to Canadian listeners and also listeners around the world, one of the great pianists, Oscar Peterson, and his trio. And on this particular one, we will also hear them with a drummer called Buddy Rich, who I think is also very well known. They're going to bring us a number written by Irving Berlin, featuring the trumpet, of course, of Roy Eldridge. And the song is called The Song Is Ended. And then we'll stay in 1954, listen to a delightful jazz singer, June Christie. I don't feature her enough on the show. We'll make up for that today and in future programs. On this recording, she's accompanied by the orchestra of Pete Rugolo, who also worked a great deal with Nat King Cole. The song is called The First Thing You Know, You're in Love, and it was written by someone else we've heard from this morning, Mel Torme. So that'll be June Christie from 1954. And we'll start with Duke Ellington and Dolores Parker with Take Love Easy.
Easy, easy, easy on the free and easy play. Begins to sink, and then the first thing you know, you're in love. He begs your pardon and wonders if you'd like to dance. You tell yourself there's not a chance of this becoming a romance, and then the first thing you know, you're in love. Such bliss in one sweet random kiss. Now hear this, I won't deny it. In case you're guessing what you're guessing, he's the guy and I'm confessing. I'm the girl and I said yes. And when we kissed, at first, at last, I was really in love. Bliss in one sweet random kiss. Now hear this, I won't deny it. In case you're guessing what you're guessing, he's the guy and I'm confessing. I'm the girl and I said yes. And on the first of the month, we'll be hand in glove. You let yourself go and the first thing you know, you're
June Christie from 1954 with the orchestra of Pete Rugolo. The first thing you know, you're in love. And that was written by Mel Torme. Another skill to add to his credentials. Not only a wonderful singer, but a fine composer as well. Before that, we heard Roy Eldridge, along with the Oscar Peterson Trio and drummer Buddy Rich, with the Irving Berlin number, The Song Is Ended. And that was from 1954. And we started out with the great orchestra of Duke Ellington, with singer Dolores Parker. The number written by Duke Ellington himself, from 1947, Take Love Easy. And that featured the piano of Duke Ellington and the alto sax of Johnny Hodges and some fine trumpet work. And I'm not completely sure who was playing the trumpet on that one. It could have been Cootie Williams. I think he was around at the time.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, we've got several more songs for you this morning, and we're going to go now to 1951 to a young lady who'd been around for a while at that point. She started out her career in the early 1940s. Margaret Whiting. Her father was the renowned songwriter Richard Whiting, and she started out singing with Johnny Mercer, and he was a great entrepreneur as well as a songwriter, record producer, and generally helped a lot of folks along with their career, and Margaret Whiting was one of them. Well, she had a delightful voice, and she often used to perform her father's songs. We'll hear her with another number written by Richard Rodgers, this time with Oscar Hammerstein II. And the song is called Hello, Young Lovers. And then, as I promised, we're going to hear again from Johnny Hodges, this time with a smaller group format, taken from some sessions that he recorded in the late 1950s for the Verve label. This one was actually recorded in 1957. It was written by Johnny himself along with Mercer Ellington, and it's called Bouquet of Roses. And I think we'll hear Billy Strayhorn, a great composer and arranger who worked a great deal with the Ellington Orchestra, and he's on piano on this one. And we'll hear now from Margaret Whiting with the Rodgers and Hammerstein number, Hello, Young Lovers.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you'll meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own. Thank you. wait on a chance that you'll meet, and you'll meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do, don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own.
Been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have time for one more, which we'll get to in just a second. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz with In Transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And I think we'll close out today with a number from 1957, from one of the most powerful voices in popular music and jazz, and that belonged to Sarah Vaughan. But she started out very young, in her teens, in the 1940s. This particular song is taken from an album that was actually a CD I got many years ago called Vaughan and Violins. And it's a series of recordings she made, I believe, in Paris. And it was in 1958. And on many of these recordings, she's accompanied by the orchestra led by Quincy Jones, whom I'm assuming also did the arrangements. And I have a feeling he's also on this one, too. Well, the song is called That's All. And it was written by Alan Brandt and Bob Hames.
Promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, I can only.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.